Did you tell her? Tell him?
What?
About Baba. You know who my Baba is? Did she tell you anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
What did she say?
Well, at the time, she didn't. She just told me that he was like this figure that
this figure,
this person, not this figure,
the Sphinx, the Sphinx.
He helped them, and but now what I know is from what I've heard.
Now listen,
really
speaking, to tell people in a nutshell as to who Mer Baba is his own answer given to us. There was a huge fair, a function in Bombay. And you know, Baba people, you know, they get so enthused about it and all that. They want Baba's name should spread out here and there and all that. They want to share the great and glad tidings. So they want people to know about it, at least the name. So they had a huge booth in that fair. You know, booth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with nice hoarding and everything was there, pictures and all that. Literature and this book and that book and all this were there, and messages were there and all that. So naturally they see. Even the Prime Minister of India had come at that time, and they are seeing him, they come. So people are asking, well, Mer Baba's group, but who is he? So they would tell, well, he is the avatar of the time, and he is this great spiritual master and this and that. But so what? We have got so many others. You see, what do you mean by avatar? You see, the spiritual head. Because at the time they were novices, you know, they didn't know much about it. So no amount of their trying to tell. God-man, they said, God-man. I said, oh, we have got plenty of God-men in India. No, no, not that. Like, real God, real God-man. God-man? What do you mean by it? God come as man. God come as man? What do you mean by that? All this went on and on and on. Nobody seemed to feel satisfied. So from Bombay, the booth that was there, they phoned Pune, where Baba was at that time. Pune is nearby, you know, what we call Pune. And I picked up the phone. Oh, so and so. Oh, well, what do you want? We are phoning you from the booth, and we had come to know about the booth made out of the... So, what do you want? And then they told me that this is the dilemma, what to do. People are asking and we are telling them who Mer Baba is, and it doesn't enter their head. Now, please ask Baba, what should we tell them who you are, so that they can get into their head. So I said, please hold on. I put the phone there. I said, don't put it down. Baba is there next door. I'll go and ask him. So I went there, and Baba says, what is it? I said, Baba, there's a long-distance call from Pune, Bombay, and they want to know. I told Baba about the whole thing. Baba says, it's so simple. Tell them. If anybody were to ask them, who is Mer Baba? The answer is, he is the very one who provokes this question in you. Do you follow this? Did you follow him? He is the very one who provokes this question in you. Means he is the one who is asking this question, instigating you to ask you the question.
What did the man do?
And then Baba says, after a pause, he says, also tell them that he is the very being of all beings. And when they started telling them, then really he's that? That's how it is. He's the very one who provokes this question, the being of all beings.